Hi, this is the meeting of the Pacifica Affiliates Task Force. It's September 6th of 2006.
Vajra.
Hi, it's 8:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to take roll. Is Dina Colbert here? No? Okay. Is Sean Rhodes here?
I'm here.
Thank you. And Teresa Allen's here. Is Rosalinda Montes Palacios here?
Present.
Thank you, Rosalinda. William Walker? No. Chandra Hopman?
Here.
Thank you very much. Did I pronounce it wrong again?
No.
Okay. Alan Minsky? I think Alan said that he's on his way to another meeting. Sonali Kahatkar? Sonali's not here. Fernanda Vasquez? All right. Ray LaForest? Vajra Kilgore?
I'm here. I think Ray just came on.
Okay. Is that Ray just now? I think that was Rip.
Rip.
Oh, Rip. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Wendy Schrell is not on. She has another meeting. Phil Jackson? Dr. Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Thank you very much, Evelyn. Zarina Shakir? She said she was coming. So I will put Zarina here. Kalanji Elusigun? Hakam Takash? Rip Robbins?
Present.
Okay. Is there anyone whose name I didn't call? Good. Dina Colbert, are you back yet, Dina? She was here earlier.
Yeah.
So I hope she identifies herself when she comes on. Ursula Rudenberg, are you here yet? She was here earlier. Well, we're going to convene the meeting. The purpose of this meeting, as I sent out an email on August 29th of 2006, is there anyone here who has not received it?
I did, Teresa, but I got it from Ursula.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll check to see. I sent it to you, but thanks for calling that to my attention. This is a special meeting, and as I stated, the purpose of this meeting is to discuss whether or not we will approve this budget. It has already been presented directly to the Finance Committee and to the CFO. But the question is, in the future, do we want the affiliates program to have a special, what they call a breakout budget? Now, in the past, I have seen what I thought was a breakout budget. Well, I've seen itemized specifics for the archives program, for example, and we've seen specific budgets for the local station boards. I was not aware until, I guess, a week and a half ago, maybe, or last Finance Committee meeting, when someone said that archives was not a quote-unquote unit. Anyway, so I'd like your opinions on this budget. If there's something lacking, as I said, it's already been presented, but since this was I think that Ursula presented a budget to the CFO last year, and she didn't really get feedback on it. So I guess this year she's trying to determine if there is some sort of process. So we should not only look at this budget, but maybe discuss if we want to have a committee talk about a process for the going forward for the future. That's the sole intent of this meeting. And I do want to say one thing up front. This is an open meeting, and there are some things in this budget that have to do with salary. A salary is listed. The salary that you see does include benefits, so that's not the salary at face value of our affiliates coordinator. And I want to remind people that our place is not to evaluate her or make comments like, oh, she doesn't deserve this, or she does deserve a raise, or something to that effect, because we do not have the decision making. on the raise issue. That would be definitely something that would be discussed in executive session and certainly not in open session. So does anybody want to start by giving your, comments on the budget that we sent out?
I would like to be on the staff. It's Rosalinda.
Go for it, Rosalinda.
I just have a question. Since I'm not on the budget or the finance committee, can you kind of give us a little overview of what the discussion was about and what any comments that they made about the affiliates' proposed budget?
There was some question at one point. Frankly, from my opinion, they concentrated on expenses, and they were rather vague about income. And to my knowledge, the information that Ursula has received about income is rather specific. I believe she got it from Mariana, and I think that what she has been told and what she should know what all the contracts are. So what she has projected her budget based upon that, and also what she feels is an idea of what
Ursula.
Ursula, the question was what? How's the conversation thus far in Finance Committee about this budget? And I'm saying that I thought that they were rather short on projected income, and they concentrated on expenses. But I was also saying that you, I think, based upon your number, your ideas of what contracts have been signed, your conversations with Mariana as to what people have paid toward those contracts, your experience on some of the financial situations and how certain stations might have problems at certain times of the year or their method of payment. And there was one other thing. And your projection, your ideas of what stations and what sizes might actually be affiliating in the future, you have come up with a projection. They didn't really talk about that much, but they did say that they intended to, at least the CFO recommended that we give the affiliates program what they had asked for, which would be what you saw in this budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I spoke to Greg, what he told me is that what they were planning to recommend is that they allocate $25,000 towards the office assistant,
mm-hmm,
and $25,000 towards the areas that you could call marketing and the marketing area, which is
outreach,
which is basically conferences, promotional material, the area on the budget that's in the blue, and which in my budget I asked for $21,350, they're allocating $25,000. I think the extra money is because they have included in that money towards the Radio for People campaign, which is really kind of separate from the affiliates program. So they've added a little bit of money for that as well. So that's what they're recommending, which is...
can you explain what Radio for People campaign is?
That's the license campaign. So they're not exactly just rubber stamping this budget. They've decided that's what they're going to allocate. Now the area with the top part of the budget, which includes my salary, they're not budgeting a raise for me. The broadband and telephone, it's not clear to me whether they're agreeing to pay for that or not.
I'm sorry.
And I am concerned about that because I don't want to continue to pay that. Cell phone, I'm assuming they'll continue to pay because they've always paid it. Conference call line, they've always paid. and I'm assuming that they will continue to pay for office supplies and equipment. But, again, they haven't said anything about that either. So I don't know about those top areas.
Okay.
How much of that they're going to pay and how much they won't.
Ursula, what were the areas again? Phone? Supplies?
The top part of the budget, the fixed costs. There's my salary, there's broadband and telephone, there's cell phone, there's the conference call line, and then there's office supplies and equipment.
Okay. All right. They did say that, actually, the way it was kind of expressed, as I remember it, they said, Ursula has agreed not to take a raise if we will hire the affiliates coordinator. I didn't remember you saying that in front of me, but I don't know what conversation you had.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's what they've decided to do, one way or the other. That's their decision. So that's what they've decided.
Yeah.
Can I ask another question?
Well,
Ursula, you're talking about the chief financial officer?
I spoke with Greg. I have not gotten anything in writing. I'm just telling you, I had a phone conversation with Greg, and this is what he told me, that he and Lonnie had decided this is what they'll propose. That's
whatever they propose is not final until the national board approves or disapproves. So if you want something else to go forward, this committee would be this task force would be that group that mm-hmm. could make a different proposal, just for your information.
I have a question for Teresa about the Finance Committee.
Yes.
To follow up on Rosalinda's question, was there anything to look at when the committee was discussing this?
No.
So no one was actually looking at any documentation, anything written by the CFO.
No.
Or by Ursula.
Or by Ursula. Yeah.
Yeah, I have not gotten any documentation either.
I don't think that they had given Ursula's budget. Ursula, do you remember if did they ever tell you that they gave your budget to the Finance Committee?
No, you sent it to the Finance Committee.
The agreement
was that they you were going to send it. Somebody was going to send it to the Finance Committee. I think there was some. There was a little bit of confusion about who had what budget because I think that people just didn't remember. You know, I think it was about memory, you know, about people not remembering who had what. And so there seemed to be some confusion as to whether you were going to send people something or Greg was. And in the end, you sent it to everybody, right, Teresa?
I sent it to the entire PNB.
PNB?
Correction, I'm sorry. I'm looking here on the 29th. I think that's when it happened, but I could be wrong. I'm looking for it.
You sent it to the Finance Committee, right?
Just a minute. I think it was the Finance Committee I sent it to. And
okay. I think so, too. I don't know. Originally, I think they asked Greg to do it, but I think Greg just has a lot of details in his head, and he didn't remember that he actually had this budget. He remembered a different budget, which was an earlier part of the process, and so there was some confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think ultimately the decision was that Teresa would send the Finance Committee the budget that she had.
Oh, actually, I remember what it was. Lonnie on the call mentioned several versions. Because up until the actual Finance Committee, I could not open the budget, okay? And they sent me the budget during the course of the meeting because they kept saying, oh, we'll just add .xls to it. Well, I tried adding that to it, and it didn't open it up for me. So then in the course of discussing this several times, Lonnie said, well, there were different Ursula sent me different versions. Now, when I've asked Ursula about it, she said, as I understand it, first Lonnie asked you for expenses, what you expected to need for money. Then he asked you to prioritize what you needed the money for. And then he asked you for income as well as expenses, which would be the budget. but I didn't know about any other versions. I only knew about the one that I had asked for in our last affiliates meeting, and then you sent it to me. And actually, I think as in my capacity, I think you sent me a budget in June when Rip and I and you were firm that we were going to work
right
on the budget. So
yeah, there have been three budgets submitted. One was a budget asking for allocations. The second one was a budget prioritizing that. And then in the course of talking with Lonnie and Greg, they asked me for expenses. And so the budget you has been sent to you is the third budget I made, which reflects the expenses. It also reflects certain Greg mostly asked me to reduce some of the costs. So this budget reflects, you know, the discussions I had with Lonnie and Greg about what they thought was possible, and the request for expenses. So this budget, you know, so the numbers have changed over the three budgets because of the discussions that we've had, where I've been asked to, like, you know, lower certain prices.
In the course of that meeting, we talked about, which I think was maybe on the 27th or something like that, we talked about Lonnie sending the most recent one. And I said, well, this is what I said: Dear Finance Committee, to speed things along, I send my copy of the affiliates budget. Lonnie mentioned that he had several versions. I think that this is the latest. The attached is the only affiliate budget that I've seen beyond the figures that we've tossed around in the Affiliates Task Force Finance Work Group, which consisted of Rip and Ursula and me. I received this on June 29th, and after Ursula discussed it with Lonnie and had sent it to Greg Guma. As I understand it, first Ursula was asked for the list of requests, then a prioritization of those requests, and then a budget including income and expenses. It demonstrates that the affiliates program is revenue producing for the foundation, although it should be clear that the affiliates task force members feel strongly that increases in income should be strongly reflected in improved services to the affiliates. Otherwise, we kill the goose that lays the golden egg. The left-hand side represents last year's income expenses. One version includes out-of-pocket expenditures that Ursula made last year. It is included because it is a more realistic reflection of expenses. We will be considering the 067 budget on the right-hand side. To my understanding, the $60,000 salary for Ursula is salary including benefits. I think this included a raise. I don't think that she has received any raises other than cost of living raises. This is a decision that Greg Guma would make, I think, as he is hiring.
I do want to request that my salary does not be discussed publicly, okay?
Yes. Well, as I'm saying, this does not reflect your salary. It's, you know, does not
okay
reflect it. So this decision is something that the ED would make, and I said, as he's hiring a program director and can compare her levels of responsibility to other employees. So that was what I sent to the Finance Committee.
Okay.
And any other questions?
Chair,
I have three questions.
All right, well, let me go to Rip, and then we'll go back to Rosalinda. Is that Rip?
It was Sean.
Sean,
yes.
I'm sorry, Sean.
No, Sean.
Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, looking at the 2005-2006 and then comparing it to the 2006-2007 budget, both in the version A and version B, there was a column called benefits, but that's not there in the 2006-2007 budget. Am I to presume that's now part of the line for the affiliates coordinator salary?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
but
go ahead, Rosalinda.
That's not,
I'm sorry.
But you're saying you have not received a raise?
No.
Okay.
No, that wasn't responded to.
Okay.
Okay. So on the national level, you don't have a union?
A what?
A union. You're not represented by a union?
No, no.
Like the local station staff are?
No, I have no union representation.
Okay. My other question is, when was the last time you received a raise?
I've never received a raise.
Okay.
I've just got cost of living, you know, adjustments.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think I've ever had a. I think there's just been cost of living.
Okay. Did the finance committee discuss raises for other national staff? Do you recall?
I recall Greg saying that nobody's getting a raise this year because of the financial condition
okay.
of the network.
Or a COLA?
Pardon me?
Or a COLA?
Cost of living.
Cost of living adjustment?
From what I heard, I got the impression that that's correct.
Okay. I have a feeling that one administrative assistant might be receiving a raise of some sort.
Well, I think what I'm trying to get at is if one person gets it, everyone should get it, or no one gets it. So is that something that comes from our affiliates as part of a recommendation for the as an item in the budget that we present?
Well, it's all something new for
yeah.
affiliates. This is a new process for us, although the local station boards have done it for a long time.
I see. And when the local station boards submit their budget, do they include COLAs or salary raises?
Actually, that is an issue that I did raise in the finance committee because they were talking about a lot has happened. Then, let's see, they were talking about bonuses and how they would divide if there was, I guess you'd say, profit, how they would divide that. And I said, who makes the decision? And I said, does it have anything to do with seniority? Does a person
Dina
with seniority?
Colbert.
Hi, Dina.
I've been on, but I don't think people could hear me. I realized I was muted because I've been trying to talk and not able. I guess nobody heard me.
Oh.
No. And okay. Well, glad you're here. They spent a little bit of time talking about bonuses. I do know that on the station level, that 2 years ago, when there was, I guess, the station was doing well, I think that the ED, I think Dan Coughlin at the time, authorized Dwayne to give out Christmas bonuses. That's one thing, but that's separate from an actual raise. And I did ask that in the finance committee, who makes those decisions? And when it comes to bonuses, how are they adjusted for seniority, for example? Because in companies that I've belonged to, if you're senior, you know, if you have a lot of seniority, you get more of a bonus than other people.
Could I just say something? I may have missed a little bit when I was redialing, but since I was there when Ursula first came on, I just want to say to the rest of the affiliate task force that there were 13 affiliate stations when she came on.
Actually,
and
there were 33.
What?
There were 33.
Oh, is that what we had brought it up to by then? All right.
Yeah.
But now she's doing three times as much work because there are, you know, much closer to 100 affiliate stations. And so that isn't being factored into the discussion as far as I can hear. And I think that that needs to be factored in. I mean, and if we had 200 affiliates, does she still make the same pay? And if we had 300 affiliates, would that be the same pay? I mean, the work exponentially increases.
Rip, do you at want
what
to weigh
point,
in on this?
At what point? I was going to say, at what?
If he wants to weigh in on that, and maybe Rosalinda as national board members, maybe.
Yeah. Who
well,
wants, you or me?
Rosalinda, go ahead. I just spoke.
Well, okay, the reason why I was asking the question is obvious, because I think that we should at least, when submitting the proposal, and if you're on the, I'm not on the finance committee, so I can't advocate for the staff getting a raise. So is there going to be another finance committee where we could present a proposal to do so?
Yes.
Okay. 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 Well, I'll wait before I make a proposal and see what Rick wants to do.
Well, I would just have a question on that, is that from Teresa, since she's on finance, is that, are you, you mean there's another meeting before our in-person meeting at the end of the month?
Yes.
To approve the budget that's going to come forward, I suppose.
There's a meeting on Monday the 18th. And there's a meeting on, I think there's another one also. I could be wrong. But at least on the 18th, we went round and round trying to pick the day. So,
okay, I'm going to make a motion.
Definitely Monday the 18th.
I would like to make a motion that Ursula, that the Affiliates Task Force recommend that Ursula gets a raise, and if we need to justify it, she's increased the revenue into the Pacifica Foundation, and her work has increased exponentially, and therefore she's deserving of it.
Second.
Can we also add that how many years she's been doing this without a raise?
Rip, I really would like you to weigh in, because I'm not quite sure if it does. I know that LSBs evaluate GMs, and therefore they would recommend raises.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
we don't evaluate.
I think that without getting into personnel matters, which may not be our purview, but what we are, what we can do is recommend a budget. And mm-hmm. So if we're recommending a budget that includes a salary level that's higher than the existing salary level, well, then that's going to become obvious to the CFO and hopefully the finance committee, if they're paying attention to the details, that that would be in our recommendation. So then it's kind of passes the ball over, but anyway, it's then their turn to either speak to why that amount would not be forthcoming this year, and that would be their position. So then there theoretically should be some negotiation, and I would think the finance committee is the one that would make that decision, but there needs to be a choice for the committee to make a decision with. And if there was nothing presented formally, and I don't know how many people on the committee were looking at this budget that was sent out, that why they didn't spend more time on discussing the options instead of just taking the recommendation. What I understood the recommendation to be was that because there was a new position being created, that was the reason that there wouldn't be a pay increase, aside from the position that the National Office is taking, that there's not to be any pay increases this year because of the tight budget, as was presented by Lonnie, that it's very possible that by the end of September, there could be kind of a net zero. So I'm not sure where the profit for bonuses comes in. You know, there's a little bit of funny numbering going on in that budget that was put out about the San Francisco big grant that they have, a five-year term. Well, that amount of money was put into the column. It's kind of an Enron thing to me. It was put in the column as income. Well, it's spread out over 5 years. How can you take an income this year for something that you can't collect? That's what Enron did. So the same thing in BAI. They've got it's either 300,000, I believe. I may be wrong about the number, but it's not accrued right now. It's over a period of time. But yet in the budget, it makes it look like the stations are doing better than they are because they're put into the revenue column. So anyway, what I'm saying is there is a year of austerity, and possibly no one's going to get a raise, but what if the affiliates got was a new position, a half-time position. And I think that if we look at the success of having the affiliate program broken out as a separate entity, because I believe if people got the email from Marty Derlin and spoken to other people who have the viewpoint that the affiliate program was really a subsidy for archives, and that's where it should be. But I don't think Ursula should work for the archives. I think she should work for the national office or the affiliates coordinator, and that's where it should be housed. So I think two accomplishments are on the table right now, and that's the new halftime position and the fact that the revenue is now going to be in the national office column instead of in the archives, and it's up to national office to do what's necessary to make sure the archives are funded properly. So I don't want people to think that we're looking at the empty glass. You know, there is, you could look at it as the half full glass. And I'm willing at this point, I'm kind of happy where we got. And I hope that if Ursula is able to get through with the budget without, you know, depending on what happens at finance, and I agree that we should send this forward as our recommendation. And that, you know, I don't think Ursula's going to quit because she's going to get an assistant. So hopefully then the increase in the revenue, if we don't get it this year, it's going to come next year. But we have to start somewhere, and we've accomplished a lot by getting this baseline.
Cheers.
Well, I'd like to be on the stack.
And I would like to be on the stack, too.
Chair, this is Sean in New York. I have a question for Rip, just a point of clarification. When you said there's a half-time position, is that referring to the office assistant?
Yes.
Okay.
How many hours a week is that, Ursula?
I think it was 25 hours a week.
Okay.
It was a part-time job. I don't know. Let me see if I can find it.
All right. Now, the people in queue, Rosalinda, did you? Was that you?
Yes.
And then Chandra? Was there anyone else? All right. Go ahead, Rosalinda.
Okay. Well, I didn't put forth the motion because I didn't want to, like, jump the gun, because I was thinking that what we should do is, rather than have, like, a freestanding motion, that we just add the raise to the affiliate's budget, that we add in their 5% salary increase to the overall budget and present the budget as a whole to the Finance Committee, and that what we do is we let the Finance Committee negotiate the salary increase with each other. You know what I mean? So if we want, you know, a 3% raise, we ask for 5%. So, but I think we should include that in the full budget rather than it being a separate motion.
Is there a motion on the floor?
Yes, Chandra.
Chandra made a motion.
No one seconded it.
All right, so let's start with Rosalinda. Let's start with Rosalinda's motion.
Chandra's motion.
I'm just presenting it.
But it's not seconded.
Okay, so we're going to start with a new one.
It was.
I thought it was.
It was seconded. Well, Chandra, say it again.
I recommended that she get a raise, and I didn't put a dollar amount. I thought we would talk about that. And I gave a justification for why I thought she should get a raise.
Can you read those again?
Well, basically, the justification is that she heads up a revenue producing program, that she has increased the revenue to the Pacifica Foundation as a result of her effort, and that what Dina said before in terms of how much, and we need to put this in there, how many affiliates we have now compared to how many we had when she first came on, and job responsibilities have increased exponentially, and yet she hasn't been compensated accordingly.
We could also add she now has a new task, which is supervision. And then I raised the issue of number of years without a raise.
Okay. Whereas the affiliates coordinator heads up a revenue-producing program, whereas the affiliates coordinator has increased revenue of the program as a result of her efforts.
And we give a dollar amount and the number of affiliates because it has more of an impact if you give them numbers.
Affiliates.
We have to show
from 33,
how much income has it's generated and how much it's increased, and also how many the number of affiliates.
And Ursula, do you have the figure on the increase in revenue?
You mean how much has the program increased in revenue?
Net revenue.
Well, I don't know. There seems to be some disagreement about the revenue
about
this
expenses.
Year. But as far as I know, we've agreed that $150,000 is this year's projected revenue. So
now I'm interested in the net.
The net.
Yes.
Oh.
Income less expenses.
Over, I can't tell you that over the last 3 years.
Well, can you say at least has doubled?
The net
has at least doubled.
The gross has increased 46%, a little maybe 45% growth since 2002-2003. That's gross.
The problem to me is, well, I'm sorry. Well, as let me just respond to that. The problem to me is when you're just dealing with gross. I mean, if the gross increases 46%, but the expenses increase 70%, then that's, to me, that's not a very useful figure.
What expenses are you talking about?
The expenses it costs to generate that income, to service those clients, to follow through on those contracts.
This is getting really abstract because
it is getting too abstract.
Yeah, 70%. I have no idea where a number like that would come from. I mean,
well, first of all, this I don't think that we. I think we're really taking this affiliate program and turning it into some kind of store operation or something, and I'm not sure that we really have to look at it that way. It's not just about revenue and what can we make for the foundation. I mean, I think it's really great that there is profit, but isn't it an outreach activity? It's reaching listeners all over the country with Pacifica programming, and I think Pacifica spends money on outreach, you know, not looking at direct return. Sure, they send mailings out for capital campaigns, and you know the archives is using the email approach, and they're probably making sales, and it's a way to sustain the organization. And certainly this area is doing that. But I think to really drive this thing into just looking at the profit motive is, I think we need to actually write this motion to get away from that. I think it's a valuable outreach activity. The fact that it makes money is a real bonus. I don't know why anybody is going to really spend a long time arguing against it. I'm surprised that it's gotten this much debate from the national office as it is.
I'm just trying to write this up, and we can say, whereas the affiliates coordinator heads up a revenue, well, we could just not, yeah. Whereas the affiliates coordinator heads a revenue-producing program in addition to being outreach, in addition to its outreach services or its outreach role, has increased revenue, job responsibilities have increased exponentially, and there was maybe one other reason there. And then just say that move, therefore, the affiliate coordinator should receive a raise. I'm not writing it. You are.
Hey, Chandra, what was your motion again?
Maybe I should write it up while we're talking.
Okay.
I mean, I have some whereas.
The affiliate coordinator has worked for how many years, Ursula? Not more. Three, four years.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah, for 3 years, the workload has tripled, and we recommend a raise. It was something that simple, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whereas the affiliates coordinator has worked 3 years for the foundation without a raise, whereas the AC heads up a revenue-producing program in addition to being outreach.
Tripled the number of affiliates.
Tripled it. Okay.
Rip, can I ask you a question or really anybody on the call? The amount of my salary has increased about, in the last 3 years, it's increased, I think, around $5,000. Would that be basically a cost of living raise?
Well, what were you told when you received the increase?
I don't think it was ever discussed, so I don't know. I'm just, I don't think there's ever been any discussion.
Well, modeled after, state salary increases, those could actually be the increases. I mean, when they vote us a 3% increase over 3 years, you're only getting, 1% a year. And so, yeah, and then after the 3 years, you kind of think, wait a minute, was this really much of an increase? 3%?
Yeah.
What?
So those are cost of living raises.
I do know that
I just don't
money
want to give
was,
you any bad information.
I do know that when Ursula was hired, money was very, very tight. So I think that she took a very low kind of austerity salary to start with compared to some of the general managers, for example, or the affiliates director, for example, who already had their salary at a certain basis. I mean, this was a new. There was an affiliates coordinator before, wasn't there, Ursula?
No.
No.
There was no affiliates coordinator, no affiliates program.
But
can
who?
I
didn't hear the question.
I said, may I get on the stack, please?
Oh, who is that?
This is Evelyn.
Thank you, Evelyn. You're very faint. Go for it, Evelyn.
Okay, the budget that has been submitted includes a raise. Why don't we just approve the budget and submit it? The discussion will come either from the chief financial officer or the finance committee. And at that point, we can build the argument to support what we've submitted. But
well,
if we
are
look
you,
at the
is
budget,
this a substitute motion, Evelyn?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And that way we don't have to hang Ursula's salary out there as, the nail to hang this on. Because people are going to get stuck right there and not really look at the budget as a whole.
That's a good point.
Well, that's what I was saying, that I didn't want to jump, ahead of it. I just raised to be included into the full budget.
You're right. That
That's
is what that is what Rosalind has proposed earlier.
Yes.
So it would have to. Okay. So, Rosalind, did you want to repeat your? Well, you want Evelyn to articulate it, or do you want to repeat it?
Well, remember, there's still a motion on the floor. Chandra's motion.
I know, but you're moving a substitute. Evelyn has just moved a substitute, so we would discuss the substitute and vote on the substitute.
My substitute motion was that the issue of the salary increase for the affiliates coordinator be included in the budget from the affiliates to the full finance committee. And my thinking was that we add a percentage, which would be 5%.
I tried to recognize Rosalinda's motion earlier. I'm going to entertain Rosalinda's motion now as the substitute on the floor rather than Evelyn. Okay, I was kind of cut off earlier, and we went to Chandra. So, Rosalinda, can you repeat your motion one more time?
Okay, I'm not in front of a computer, or else I would have wrote it and sent it to you. I apologize.
No problem.
But my
thinking was similar to Evelyn's, was that we include the 5% salary increase for the affiliates coordinator in the full affiliates budget, and that that be presented to the Finance Committee.
Okay, submit the full affiliates budget, which includes a 5% raise, and include the discussion of the salary for the AC in that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And I think, okay.
In that budget discussion, or that discussion, in that budget discussion.
And all the arguments that you had in your be resolved, those are the
Kalonji.
Arguments you would use while you were at the Finance Committee. I think there were about five reasons as to why we would justify her getting the salary increase.
All right. I've
been writing out the reasons, and I will forward them to the task force. I'll work on them later, and I'll forward them to the task force so they can be included.
Okay. Let's discuss the substitute right now.
Okay.
Does anybody have any comments on the substitute motion?
I'm sorry. It's Kalonji. I just got on. Could you repeat the motion?
The motion. There are two motions on the floor. One is whereas the affiliates coordinator has worked 3 years without a raise, whereas the affiliates coordinator heads up a revenue-producing program in addition to outreach program, whereas the number of affiliates has tripled, and whereas job responsibilities have increased exponentially, therefore we move that. Chandra, you want to give me the rest of that?
Well, basically, I thought we were going to go with the substitute motion.
Okay,
and that
I'm
we were
going
to just use the arguments as a supplement to the motion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me your motion so I can read it to Kalonji?
Whereas the affiliates coordinator has worked for 3 years without a raise, whereas the affiliates coordinator affiliates program responsibilities has increased due to a tripling of the number of affiliates, whereas the affiliates program income to Pacifica has increased from blank to blank within the past 3 years, whereas the affiliates program workload, no, I'm sorry. It's hard to write. No, I did that already.
I just want the therefore.
Therefore, be it resolved that an increase of such and such, whatever we decide, be it resolved that an income increase of 5% be included in the affiliate's budget.
Okay, therefore,
the affiliate
that the affiliate coordinator receive a 5% raise in the budget, or that the affiliate budget include a 5% raise for the AC.
Yeah.
Okay. The second resolution includes all the same whereas as Kalonji, except it say that we submit the full affiliate budget, which includes a 5% raise. Discussion of that salary for the AC will be included in the budget discussion with the Finance Committee. So, let's discuss the, we're discussing the substitute. Does anybody have anything else to say about this substitute?
I like the substitute better than my original motion because I think it's a better way to go strategically.
Well, so do I.
And I'm willing to withdraw my original motion in favor of the substitute motion.
Well, that's complicated. I can't remember who seconded it.
All we got to do is vote on the substitute anyway, and then
just vote on the substitute.
Thank you, Rip, for calling that to everyone's attention. I didn't want to say that. I tried to push that earlier, and I thought I was being too pushy. So let's vote on the substitute motion. It has all the whereases, but the final resolution is this. Therefore, that we submit the full affiliates budget, which includes a 5% raise, discussion of salary for the affiliates coordinator. Wait a minute. Let me read it one more time. Discussion of salary for the AC salary. Okay. Okay. So, therefore, we move to submit the full affiliate budget, which includes a 5% raise for the affiliates coordinator, and discussion of the affiliates coordinator salary will be included in that budget discussion with the Finance Committee, with the Pacifica Finance Committee, PNB Finance Committee. How's that sound, everybody? That we submit the full affiliate budget, which includes a 5% raise for the AC, affiliate coordinator, and that discussion...
Can you call it a salary increase? Is that what it is, or is it a raise?
I said 5% raise.
Hmm. Rick, would you use a salary increase, or would you use the word raise?
It's an adjustment.
Salary adjustment? Okay, let's use the word adjustment.
Appropriate because it's being adjusted according to responsibilities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you want me to put an increase in parentheses because to suggest it's going up?
Well, no, you're adjusting it, so it's a salary adjustment, I think.
But you can have adjustments down also.
Well.
Teresa, it'll be obvious that it's going up. I don't think we have to spell it out.
No problem. Okay. Submit the full affiliate budget, which includes a 5% salary adjustment for the affiliates coordinator, comma, and discussion of affiliate coordinator salary will be included in that budget discussion with the PNB Finance Committee.
Chair, this is Sean in New York.
Yes.
For clarification, when that discussion takes place among the Finance Committee, am I to presume that you will be making these positions for the increase? You'll be advocating for that?
Yes, I will, and I will be happy to tell them that if they don't follow the recommendation, that I will be bringing it forward to the PNB, if you're that strongly about it.
I would support that as well.
Well, I wasn't making a motion. I was just asking a question how it's going to proceed, but that's fine.
My knowledge, that's how it proceeds because... There are only 12 people on the Finance Committee, two people from each station, and Lonnie and the ED.
Okay. So how are we voting on this, yay or nay, or are we a roll call vote?
Do we have any, is anyone opposed to this? Passed without objection.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And... So technically, Rip, I think the next thing we would do is we vote on this. That was a vote to substitute, and now we vote on the substitute motion. The motion now is on the floor. Substitute, submit the full affiliate budget to the PNB Finance Committee, which includes a 5% salary adjustment to the affiliate coordinator, and a discussion of the affiliate coordinator salary will be included in that budget discussion with the PNB Finance Committee. Do we have any objection to that? That passed without objection. If anyone has, Chandra's going to send me the whereases, which would be the points for discussion. If anybody has any additional ones, I encourage you to either call me directly or email me before the 18th.
Well, what we'll need is we'll need some numbers to be filled in, and Ursula can do that.
Okay.
Chandra, can you just add her new role as the supervisor, her supervisorial duty as well?
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're going to rip.
She also supervises a bunch of volunteers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Do you want those as part of the motion or just those to be my arguing points?
Your arguing points.
Okay.
Or when you present the affiliate's budget, those are some of the arguments that you would be making as to why we are asking for the 5% salary adjustment.
Okay. Well, then because we did not vote on all the whereases, I'm officially not going to include the whereases in the minutes. All right. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I think we should discuss very briefly is, going forward, does anybody, shall we maybe put this on, we can either discuss it tonight or we can put it on the agenda for our next meeting as to what would be the process going forward for how we're going to handle the budget. Do we want it to be a breakout budget and always be right there in plain view with the national budget? And do we want Ursula to present the budget to us and we go to the Finance Committee and present the budget in the future? What will be the procedure or the process going forward?
Can I ask?
I'd like to be on the stack.
All right, Dina, and who else?
Well, Rosalinda was talking.
And Dina and Rosalinda. Go ahead, Rosalinda. I'm sorry, I think she was first.
I just want to know, when the archives submit a budget, what is their process? And what in the LSBs, they submit a project, their proposal budget goes to the LSB, and then we send it to the National Finance Committee. Is that the correct procedure for all the LSBs? I think it is, but I'm not sure about the Archives Committee.
Well, at some years in the past, and I don't know the exact details, but it was explained to me this way. That some years in the past, Archives was broken off kind of in an effort actually to maybe save it or something like that. It was broken out of the national office. And so at that point, it got the separate budget, which is included in the budget presentation from Lonnie. They, you know, the Archives has its own separate pages, just like the LSBs do in the stations. So it's just never rolled back, and that's why people call it the sixth station, because it has its own category and its own budget. But it's the position of national office this year that they don't want to do that with the affiliates. So they're going to fight that.
And it also has just recently come to my attention. See, I thought everybody always refers to the five stations and the archives. But when I talk to the CFO, he says, well, it's affiliates and archives are programs of the national office. Just like the, I guess, development program or the program director might have programs, or the Washington office, which is headed by Verna Avery Brown. And the only reason why, this is their reasoning, the only reason why we don't have breakout budgets is, the archives has so many staff, that's why we see it that way. Now, I've been on the Archives Committee for a long time, and I know there are years when they presented a budget and didn't even run it by the committee.
Well, you know, I keep saying this, and somehow it doesn't get across, that the board is the governing body, not the executive director and the chief financial officer.
Yes.
They work for the foundation.
They work for the board.
They work for the board. And if the board wants to put forward a proposal, and we're a committee of the board, if we want to put forward a proposal, we have a perfect right to do so. They can justify or they can sanctify or whatever they want to do, but we can also present and argue just as strongly that this is a valid point of view.
Can I just say, we're not a committee, we're a task force, but that's just a correction. But the task force, our mission that we approved, our own mission, is that we act as a liaison between Pacifica management. And the first part of the mission of the affiliate task force that we agreed to is to set policies and long-range strategic plans to build and support the affiliates program, act as liaison between affiliates and Pacifica, including PNB, LSBs, Pacifica sister stations, and Pacifica management, Pacifica network, educate the affiliate, you know, so it goes on. But it's our mission to do this. And I don't think that Ursula should be responsible to have to go before the Finance Committee to explain why she should get a raise.
No.
I don't think it's appropriate.
No, it's not appropriate.
I don't think I heard anybody advocating that.
No, I was just trying to. I'm sorry if it seems to me, to you. That
I thought that that's what you were asking, Teresa.
No,
Teresa. I don't know. Are you being? Never mind.
I just agree with you, Chandra. I agree with you. You're right. And I was answering a question. The question on the floor right now is, and I think maybe someone should suggest that we put this on the agenda to discuss the process from here at our next meeting.